Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The families of the 48 young people unlawfully killed in the 1981 Stardust fire have been gathering at Leinster House since mid-morning, ahead of a state apology from Taoiseach Simon Harris. The families will be in the visitors' gallery to hear the Taoiseach address the Dáil at 2 o'clock. Mr Harris has already said the state had failed the families, that this had been devastating and had heaped pain and misery onto tragedy. The apology follows the conclusion last week of the year-long Stardust inquests, which found the victims had been unlawfully killed. We'll hear more about the state apology in just a moment. But first, let's talk to our reporter Helen Donoghue, who's at Leinster House and has been hearing from the families. Helen, this is a day the families have waited many years to see.
Yes, Brian, very poignant scenes outside Leinster House today. And in the past few hours, people started arriving from about 11:30 with their families and brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, all remembering the loved ones they lost 43 years ago and all waiting to hear the state apologise to them. And some really didn't believe today would ever happen. Others were saying they have been waiting 43 years for this day to come, and many were feeling vindicated. Among those here today, Antoinette Keegan and her family, and many others, including Celine McDermott, and her mother lost three children, Willie, who was 22, George, who was 18, and Marcella, who was 16.
It's a big day today for us, as it was when the verdict was unlawful killing. So this is the most second biggest day in our family life. We went through and we met Simon on Saturday. It wasn't just one or two things. There was an array of things that we wanted and we expect to be delivered today. But there is stuff like, you know, them being acknowledged, the deaths being acknowledged, having, say, like a mourning day for them or a national mourning day for them. And also, like, it needs to be addressed as regards to the trauma and horror that went on that time in the 80s, you know. And then from then, like, you know, like it was absolute chaos in all the families. And then obviously the fight that my mother had for to get arson removed. And that looked 27, just over 27 years. And then she thought it was great coming out of these buildings. She thought she had succeeded. But then they took it back off her because they said, arson is removed on state record, but we're still not giving you an inquest. So that was the battle then began again. So in and out, including herself and three other the mothers and Antoinette Keegan protesting inside the hut here, and they refused to be removed. And I wanted that addressed, and I said it to Simon on Saturday, I want that addressed in the Dáil today. Because not only did they stayed in that little hut in there for four days to protest, they turned the heating off, you know, on these four women, courageous women, until, because they refused to leave, till they were being heard, and Antoinette Keegan was with them. We were actually trying to bring coffees and sandwiches. So these are things that the public don't know. They need to know, and it will be addressed today. So there's an array of things that Dara, like, and all the families want. And we just hope to God it's going to be delivered today. And we're not going to be waiting another 20 years, 25 years, 40 years. The parents that are left now, and there's only a few of them, they don't have that time, include my own mother. She's 87 years of age. She was only in her 40s when she lost her children. And then when she was totally mistreated by the state. The state dejected all of the families. You know, so, so today, please God, Simon will deliver what we want.
My name is Maria Carey and we're here on behalf of my sister Caroline. Very nervous, very apprehensive. Just have to wait and see what he says. I'd say he will give us a very good, meaningful apology, but just a little bit nervous, you know, just to see what he will say. I think it's a big day for our family. It's a long time coming. I think it's truly deserved. We were treated very shabbily over the 43 years, and I think we truly deserve this apology, and it means a lot. It means a lot to the family.
Gertrude Barrett. I'm the mother of the late Michael Barrett. He was a DJ on the night. He had an apprenticeship started into plumbing, but helping his friend he was on the night. In fact, he's the only person working there on the night that died. Well, I think of all the insufficiencies of the inquiries that led nowhere. But that didn't mean like that. Like we were giving up. I mean, the committee ended up in the end, from the beginning to the end, with Mrs. Keegan and Antoinette and myself, which carried on. But we weren't giving up. That was a point. Well, I think it's of the utmost importance that this public apology is given to those children, because neither did they cause their own deaths or the deaths of anyone else there on the night. I never, ever, for one fleeting moment, ever gave up. I'm on this mission from the night I ran out the door looking for them. Let me tell you, I knew this day would come.
And that was Gertrude Barrett, among the Stardust families at Leinster House this lunchtime, speaking there to our reporter, Helen Donoghue. Well, let's talk to our political reporter, Mary Regan, who's standing by. Mary, we heard Maria Carey there speak about her hopes for a meaningful apology from the Taoiseach when he stands up in the Dáil in about three quarters of an hour from now. What do we know of what he'll say?
Yes, Brian. Well, the Taoiseach has been working on this apology really since he met the families in government buildings a couple of days ago, and he has consulted with them in what he intends to say in the apology. And in that meeting last week, he did at the start read out the names of the 48 people who lost their lives on that night, as the coroner did last week. And that was said to have sort of set a tone for that particular meeting with the families. And it's expected that the Taoiseach will do so again in the Dáil this afternoon. The solicitor for the family, Dara Mackin, on his way into Leinster House, said reading out those names would acknowledge every single victim and their family, and it would give them back their identity, he said. Then it will move on to the apology itself, and that will focus, I think, you know, not just on what happened to the victims, those who lost their lives and their families at the time, but their treatment really in the 43 years since then. There will be some sort of recognition that the state will act upon the recommendations made by the coroner, and ministers will be asked to report back to government on that. And there will also be some reference perhaps to some sort of commemoration for the Stardust victims. That is something that the families say is important in terms of just ensuring that this event is recognised and that it doesn't happen again. There won't be any discussion for now, and the families don't want it, on any sort of redress or anything along those lines. What they're saying is that this apology is the first step on the road to reconciliation, and that will be a long reconciliation process.
And indeed, on this question of redress, Dara Mackin, the solicitor, has been saying today that this is something for another day, but it must in due course, he says, be correctly and adequately addressed. They must be compensated for what occurred. At what point will work on that begin, do you think?
Yeah, I spoke to him on his way into Leinster House, and he was saying that those discussions around redress have not yet taken place, because he said the families don't want them to take place yet. They did not want that discussion until after the apology. But he says those discussions will happen in due course, and he says they must be correctly and adequately compensated for what occurred. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, had been asked about potential redress over the weekend, and he did say that the government will give serious consideration to a redress scheme for families, and that it would be done in consultation with the families themselves. And it's likely that this scheme, you know, discussions will take place over a long enough period around this, and could perhaps take in, similar to the apology, not just what they suffered at the time, but what they suffered in the many years since then.
Very good, Mary Regan. Thank you for that. And there'll be full coverage of the Taoiseach's statement to the Dáil from 2 o'clock on the Liveline programme with Joe, which is directly after the news at 1.